shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to give you some facts about job loss in Milwaukee. Milwaukee's the largest city in the state, most populous county in the state. And this is an indicator of job loss going back to 1970. And it's important if I put this in context, because remember the Great Migration after the Second World War, a number of people, African-American people from the South came north to escape two things, to escape the violence and racism against them in the South, but also for economic opportunity. There just weren't a lot of jobs down there. In 1970, this blew me away. In 1970, Ellis Chalmers had 11,500 employees at good factory jobs, union jobs with benefits. Today, zero. A.O. Smith had 8,000 jobs. Today, zero. Briggs & Stratton had 7,400 jobs. Today, KPS Capital owns it, and there's about 500 jobs, a little over. Allen Bradley had 6,500 jobs. Today, it's Rockwell International, there's about 750. AC Electronics, 5,000. Gone. Harnisch Fager at 4,450 jobs. Now it's Komatsu at about 900. American Motors at 4,000 jobs. Schlitz at 2,800 jobs. Pabst, 2,660. Miller Brewing at 2,400. Today they still have jobs, obviously, but it's fewer. More than 50,000 union jobs, union wages, good work. Good work. People earn skills. They got benefits. They're members of unions. They were the middle class. They could own homes, send their kids to school. Some of them have a vacation cottage. They're good lives. And industrial forces, economic forces that are not the fault of anybody, eliminated more than 50,000 jobs in Milwaukee, with a disproportionate impact on the central city and the African-American population. Under Jim Doyle, the federal government, with Barack Obama as president, offered almost $1 billion to Wisconsin to return federal taxes that were already paid by Wisconsinites to build a train. Build a train, Chicago to Milwaukee, then on to Madison, eventually Eau Claire and Minneapolis. Would have produced business and jobs along the way. It also would have provided 4,000 union jobs and high wages for people to build that train and the tracks. And that construction would have largely have been in the old A.O. Smith, then Tower Automotive plant at 35th and Capitol in Milwaukee. Remember, A.O. Smith, 8,000 jobs disappeared. 4,000 of them would have come back. Scott Walker got in. Scott Walker ripped up that contract, said, we don't want your money. Train company was going to sue. Scott Walker paid $50 million of your tax money to settle his breach of contract. And that's what happened. 4,000 jobs back, union jobs, would have been 8% of the 50,000 that were lost. It's not all of them, but it's a very big deal. Now you have a population in Milwaukee increasingly without the education to compete for jobs in the information sector, in the new sector with engineering and computers, which there are plenty of jobs in those areas. But they have been stranded because they lost 50,000 union jobs. It was cruel of Walker to do that. All he had to do is yawn and sit back. The work had been done. We had already arranged to return of our taxes. And that money did not go back to the federal government to reduce the deficit by $1 billion. Remember, the deficit is over $20 trillion now. $1 billion of that, no. Went to California and other areas who got their own transportation money. They got more than we did because they have more people. And they get a call from the Obama people. You guys want another $1 billion? Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, that'll be all right. That'll be all right. Another billion, that'll be all right. It's coming from Wisconsin. They don't want it. Really? Oh, well, okay. I don't know. Kind of a strange thing. That'll be all right. That's what happened. This state, under Scott Walker, under Voss, and under the Republicans, has been run by incompetence. People say they're nihilists. They are. People say they're vandals. They are. They just are flat out incompetent around money. The ones that are honest. The ones that aren't honest are crooked around money. What they do is they steer money to their donors. Steer it through legislation. They'll say, okay, we are going to eliminate all income taxes, all of them, if you own a manufacturing company. I don't care if you create new jobs or not. They go, okay, yeah, you want to put poison in our water? You want to put forever chemicals? Yeah, go ahead. And then we'll tie it up in court. But we got to do something to make it look like we're conservatives. So we're going to turn down $1 billion, 4,000 union jobs in Milwaukee. After Milwaukee lost 50,000 of them from just those companies alone. There are other companies. That's just 50,000 from them since 1970. And there are a lot of families in this city that can't afford housing. They can't afford a lot of other things. And that's really what's happened. If you turn this over to Republicans, you turn it over to corruption, and you turn it over to incompetence, depending on the individuals. However, the fact is that these same socioeconomic forces are at work, and the only way that these populations are going to be able to come out of poverty is with more education, some of it technical education and computer and engineering. I'm not talking that they have to become a professional engineer, but they're going to have to fit into the engineering and computer culture of industry. But any education is vital. And the Republicans attack that as well. They attack it as well. And that is a snapshot of what's happened in Milwaukee, which should be of concern to everybody in the state. Disturbing thing that came out, Gretchen Whitmer, remember they were going to kidnap her? Remember that? Now it turns out that they did nighttime surveillance on her vacation home in Michigan. And then they scoped out a local bridge where they were going to plant explosives to blow up the bridge. So when they kidnapped her, bound and gagged her to carry her off to a cabin in Wisconsin where they could do what they wanted with her, the cops would be slowed up. So now new charges have been added to those people, not just to kidnap and abuse Gretchen Whitmer, but also explosives and to blow up a bridge. This is sick. This is very, very sick. And remember something. These people, you say, oh, well, that's Michigan. Well, first of all, Michigan's exactly like Wisconsin. I have a lot of friends there. It's a great state. But secondly, there's some sick people all over the place. They were going to take her back to a cabin in Wisconsin. And they were drilling up in Cambria. They were drilling up not too far from Madison. So before everybody gets on their high horse and say, oh, we're progressive. Well, no, not really. Believe me, not really. A lot of this sickness comes all over the place. Okay, that's it for today. It's been a great show. A lot of programming coming up. Can't get through all of it in the little time left, but Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Dominic Crute, Earl Ingram. Saturday, some great programming. This coming Saturday, Pizza Box Mike, Thinking Outside the Pizza Box by my man, Pizza Box Mike. It has to be listened to. So Matt Flynn, direct, signing off. Back same time, same place tomorrow. Mr. Rankin's great balls of fire.